Hello everybody, welcome back to my channel once again at Creative Thinking, episode 3, the miracle working power of your subconscious mind. On the new episode by Dr. Joseph Murphy, the power of subconscious mind. So here we begin. The power of your subconscious mind is beyond all measure. It inspires you and guides you. It calls up vivid scenes from the storehouse of memory. Your subconscious controls your heartbeat and the circulation of your blood. It regulates your digestion, assimilations, and eliminations. When you eat a piece of bread, your subconscious mind transmutes it into tissue, muscles, bone, and blood. These processes are beyond the ken of the West persons who walks the earth. Your subconscious mind controls all the vital process and function of your body. It knows the answer to all problems. Your subconscious mind never sleeps, never rests. It is always on the job. You can discover the miracle working power of your subconscious by plainly stating to your subconscious prior to sleep that you want a specific thing accomplished. You will be amazed and delighted to discover that forces within you will be released that led to the result you wished for. Here is a source of power and wisdom that puts you directly in touch with omnipotence. This is the power that moves the world, guides the planets in their course, and causes the sun to shine. Your subconscious mind is the source of your ideals, aspirations, and altruistic urges. It was through the subconscious mind that Shakespeare perceived and communicated great truths hidden from the average man of his day. It was through the subconscious mind that the Greek sculptor Phidias gained the art and skill to portray beauty, order, symmetry, and proportions in the marble and bronze. The subconscious mind is a deep well from which great artists draw their awakening, provoking power. It enabled the great Italian artist Raphael to paint his Mondanus, and the great German musicians Beethoven to compose his symphonies. Some years ago, I was invited to lecture at the Yoga Forest University in Rishikesh, India. While I was there, I had a long conversation with a surgeon who was visiting from Bombay. From him, I learned the astonishing story of Dr. Jim Acidelli. Acidelli was a Scottish surgeon who practiced in Bengal during the 1840s. This was before the ether or other modern methods of chemical anesthesia began to be used. Nevertheless, between 1843 and 1646, Dr. Acidelli performed some 400 major surgical operations of hands. These include amputations, removal of tumors and cancerous growth, and operations on the eye, ear, and throat. All these operations were performed under mental anesthesia only. Patients say they felt no pain, None of them died during surgery. Just as amazing, the mortality rate of acidalis patients following surgery was extremely low. This was well before Western scientists such as Louis Pasteur and Joseph Lister pointed out the bacterial origin of infection. No one realized that postoperative infection were due to unsterilized instruments and virulent organisms. Nevertheless, when Acidelli suggested to his patients who were in a hypnotic state that no infection or a spectic condition will develop, the subconscious mind responded to his suggestions. They set in motion the process needed to fight off the life-threatening dangers of infections. Think of it. Over a century and a half ago, the Scottish surgeon who had gone halfway around the world discovered how to use the miraculous wonder working powers of the subconscious mind. It is enough to cause you to be seized with a wave. The transcendental powers that inspired Dr. Acidelli and that protected his patients from mortal danger can be yours too. Your subconscious mind can give you independence of time and space. It can make you free from all pain and sufferings. It can give you the answer of all problems, whatever they may be. There is a power and an intelligence within you that far transcends your intellect, causing you to marvel at the wonder of it all. All these experiences cause you to rejoice and believe in the miracle working powers of your own subconscious mind. Your subconscious is your book of life. Whatever thoughts, beliefs, opinions, theories, or dogmas you write, engrave, or impress on your subconscious mind, you will experience them as the objective manifestations of circumstances, conditions, and events. What you write on the inside, you will experience it on the outside. You have two sides to your life, objective and subjective, visible and invisible thought and its manifestations. Your thought is received as a pattern of neural firings in your cerebral cortex, which is the organ of your conscious reasoning mind. Once your subconscious or objective mind accepts the thought completely, it is transmitted to the older parts of the brain, where it becomes flesh and its meat manifests in your experience. As previously outlined, your subconscious mind cannot argue. It acts only from what you write on it. It accepts your verdict or the conclusion of your conscious mind as final. It accepts your verdict or the conclusion of your conscious mind as final. This is why you are always writing on book of life, because your thoughts become your experiences. The American philosopher Ralph Waldo Emerson said, "Man is what he thinks all day long." Once again, the American philosopher Ralph Waldo Emerson said, "Man is what he thinks all day long." What is impressed in the subconscious mind is expressed. William James the father of American psychology, said that the power to move the world is in your subconscious mind. Your subconscious mind is one with infinite intelligence and boundless wisdom. It is fed by hidden springs and is called the law of life. Whatever you impress upon your subconscious mind, later will move heaven and earth to bring it to pass. You must therefore impress it with right ideas and constructive thoughts. The reason there is so much chaos and misery in the world is that so many people do not understand the interaction of their conscious and subconscious mind. When these two principles are in accord, in concord, in peace and synchronously together, you will have health, happiness, peace and joy. There is no sickness or discord when the conscious and subconscious work together harmoniously and peacefully. In the ancient world, Hermes Trismegistus had the reputation of being the greatest, most powerful magus the world had ever known. When his tomb was opened centuries after his passing, those who were in touch with the wisdom of the ancients awaited with great expectancy and sense of wonder. It was said that the greatest secret of the ages will be found within the tomb. And so it was. The secret was as within, so without, as above, as below. In other words, whatever you impress in your subconscious mind becomes expressed on the screen of space. This same truth was proclaimed by Moses, Isaiah, Jesus, Buddha, Zoroaster, Lao Tzu, and all the illuminated sages of the ages. Whatever you feel as true subjectively is expressed as conditions, experiences, and events. Motions and emotions must balance. As in heaven, your own mind, so on earth, in your body and environment. This is the great law of life. You will find throughout all nature the law of action and reaction, of rest and motions. These two must balance, then there will be a harmony and equilibrium. You are here to let the life principle flow through you, rhythmically and harmoniously. The intake and the outgo must be equal. The impressions and the expression must be equal. All your frustration is due to unfulfilled desire. If you think negatively, destructively, and vicariously, these thoughts generate destructive emotion that must be expressed and must be found and outlet. These emotions bring of a negative nature are frequently expressed as ulcers, hurt, trouble, tensions, and anxiety. What is your idea of feeling about yourself now? Every day, part of your being expresses that idea. Your vitality, body, financial conditions, friends, and social status represents a perfect reflection of the idea you have of yourself. This is the real meaning of what is impressed in your subconscious mind and what is expressed in all phases of your life. We injure ourselves by the negative ideas we entertain. How often have you wounded yourself by getting angry, fearful, jealous, and vengeful. These are the poisons that enter your subconscious mind. You are not born with these negative attitudes. Feed your subconscious mind life-giving thoughts, and you will wipe out all negative patterns lodged within it. As you continue to do this, all the past will be wiped out and remembered no more. The subconscious heals a malignancy of the skin. The subconscious mind heals a malignancy of the skin. The most convincing evidence anyone can have of the healing power of subconscious mind is a personal healing. Over 40 years ago, I developed a malignancy of the skin. I went to the finest doctors who tried the most advanced treatments medical science could offer. None of these helped. The malignancy got progressively worse. Then one day, a clergyman with a deep store of psychological knowledge told me the inner meaning of the 139 plasm. He called my attention to the passage that reads, "In the book, all my members were written, which in continents were fashioned, when as yet there was none of them." Once again, "In the book, all my members were written, which in continuance were fashioned, when as yet there was none of them." He explained that the term book meant my subconscious mind, which fashioned and modeled all my organs from a tiny original cell. He pointed out this since my subconscious mind had made my body, it could also recreate it and heal it according to the perfect pattern within it. This clergyman pointed to his watch. "This had a marker," he told me. "But before the watch could become an objective reality, the watchmaker had to have the idea of it clearly in mind. If, for some reason, the watch stopped working as it should, the watchmaker idea of it will give him the knowledge he needed to fix it." I understood what he was trying to tell me by this analogy. The subconscious intelligence that created my body was like the watchmaker. It knew exactly how to heal, restore, and direct all the vital functions and processes of my body. But for it to do this properly, I had to give it the perfect idea of health. I had to give it the perfect idea of health. This will act as cause, and the effect would be a healing. I formulated a very simple and direct prayer. My body and all its organs were created by the infinite intelligence in my subconscious mind. It knows how to heal me. Its wisdom fashioned all my organs, tissues, muscles, and bones. This infinite healing presence within me is now transforming every cell of my being, making me whole and perfect. I give thanks for the healing I know is taking place at this time. Wonderful are the works of the creative intelligence within me. I repeated this simple prayer aloud for about 5 minutes, 2 or 3 times a day. After some 3 months, my skin was whole and perfect. The malignancy has vanished. My doctor was baffled, but I knew what had happened. I had given life-giving patterns of wholeness, beauty, and perfection to my subconscious mind. This forced out the negative images and patterns of thought lodged in my subconscious mind, which were the cause of all my trouble. Nothing appears on your body except when the mental equivalent is forced in your mind. As you change your mind by drenching it with incessant affirmatives, you change your body. This is the basis of all healing. Marvelous are they works, and that my soul, subconscious mind, know it right well. Plasm 139:14. How the subconscious controls all function of the body. Whether you are awake or asleep, the ceaseless, tireless actions of your subconscious mind controls all the vital function of your body without any need of your conscious mind to intervene. While you are asleep, your heart continues to beat rhythmically. Your chest and diaphragm muscles pump air in and out of your lungs. There is a carbon dioxide that is the byproduct of the activity of your body cells in exchange for the fresh oxygen you need to go on functioning. Your subconscious mind, your digestive process and glandular secretions, as well as all the other wonderless complex operations of your body, all this happens whether you are awake or asleep. If you were forced to operate your body's functions with your conscious mind, you would certainly fail. You would probably die a very quick death. The processes are too complicated to intertwine. The heart-lung machine that is used during the open heart surgery is one of the wonders of the modern medical technology. But what it does is infinitely simpler than what your subconscious mind does 24 hours a day, year in, year out. Suppose you were crossing the oceans in the supersonic jetliner and you wandered into the cockpit. You certainly would not know how to fly the plane, but you will not find it difficult to distract the pilot and cause a problem. In the same way, your conscious mind cannot operate your body, but it can get it the way of proper operations. Worry, anxiety, fear, and depressions interfere with the normal functioning of the heart, lung, stomach, and intestine. The medical community is just beginning to appreciate how serious so-called stress-related diseases are. The reason is that these patterns of thought interfere with the harmonious functioning of your subconscious mind. When you feel physically and mentally disturbed, the best thing you can do is to let go, relax, and still the wheels of your thought process. Speak your subconscious mind. Tell it to take over in peace. harmony, and divine order. You will find that all the function of your body will become normal again. Be sure to speak your subconscious mind with authority and conviction. It will respond by carrying out your command. How to get the subconscious to work for you? First thing to realize is that your subconscious mind is always working. It is active night and day, whether you act upon it or not. Your subconscious is the builder of your body, but you cannot consciously perceive or hear that inner silent process. Your business is war with your conscious mind, not your subconscious mind. Just keep your conscious mind busy with the expectation of the best, and make sure the thoughts you habitually think are based on things that are lovely, true, just, and harmonious. Being now to take care of your conscious mind, knowing it in your heart and soul that your subconscious mind is always expressing, reproducing, and manifesting according to your habitual thinking. Remember, just as water takes the shape of the pipe it flows through, the life principle in you flows through you according to the nature of your thoughts. Claim that healing presence in your subconscious is flowing through your harmony, health, peace, joy, and abundance. Think of it as a living intelligence, a lovely companion on the way. Firmly believe it is continually flowing through you, vivifying, inspiring, and prospering you. It will respond exactly this way, and it is done unto you as you believe. Healing principle of subconscious restores optic nerves. One of the most celebrated healing strengths in the world is at Lourdes. In the southwestern France, the archives of the medical department of Lourdes are filled with dossiers that detail well-authenticated cases of what are termed miraculous healing. One example among many is the case of Madame Drip, who was blind with optic nerves that were atrophied and useless. After she visited Lourdes, she regained her sight. Several doctors who examined her testified that her optic nerves were still useless, and yet she saw. A month later, a re-examination found that her visual mechanism had been fully restored to normal. I am truly convinced that Madame Drip was not healed by the waters of the stream. What healed her was her own subconscious mind, which responded to her belief. The healing principle within her subconscious mind responded to the nature of her thought. Belief is a thought in that subconscious mind. It means to accept something as true. The thought acceptance executes itself automatically. Undoubtedly, Madame Brie went to shrines with expectancy and great faith. She knew in her heart she would receive a healing. Her subconscious mind responded according to releasing the ever-present healing forces. The subconscious mind that created the eye can certainly bring that nerve back to life. What the creative principle recreated, it can recreate. According to your belief, it is done unto you. How to convey the idea of perfect health to your subconscious mind? A a Methodist minister I met in Johannesburg, South Africa, told me how he overcome an advanced case of lung cancer. The method he used was to convey the idea to perfect heart to his subconscious mind. At my prison, he sends me detailed descriptions of the process, which I now pass along to you. Several times a day, I will make certain that I was completely relaxed mentally and physically. I relax my body and by speaking to it as follows. My feet are relaxed, my ankles are relaxed, my legs are relaxed, my abdominal muscles are relaxed, my heart and lungs are relaxed, my head is relaxed, my whole being is completely relaxed. After about 5 minutes, I will find myself drifting into a sleepy, drowsy state. Then I affirm the fluent truth. The perfection of God is now being expressed through me. The idea of perfect health is now filling my subconscious mind. The image God has of me is a perfect image, and my subconscious mind recreates my body in perfect accordance with the perfect image held in my mind of God. Held in the mind of God. Once again, I'm going to repeat. The perfection of God is now being expressed through me. The idea of perfect health is now filling my subconscious mind. The image God has of me is a perfect image, and my subconscious mind recreates my body in perfect accordance with the perfect image held in the mind of God. This minister had a remarkable healing. The technique he used is a simple, straightforward way of conveying the idea of perfect health to your subconscious mind. Another wonderful way to convey the idea of health to your subconscious is through discipline or scientific imagination. I told a man who was suffering from functional paralysis to make a vivid picture of himself walking around in the office, touching at the desk, answering the telephone, and doing all the things he ordinarily would do if he were healed. I explained to him that this mental visualization of perfect health would be accepted by his subconscious mind. He threw himself into the role. He actually felt himself back in the office. He knew that he was giving his subconscious mind something concrete and definite to work upon. His subconscious mind was the film upon which the visualization was impressed. He continued the visualization discipline intensively for several weeks. Then, one day the telephone rang at a time when everyone else was out. The telephone was 12 feet away from his bed. Nevertheless, he managed to answer it. His paralysis vanished from that hour on. The healing power of his subconscious mind has responded to his mental imaginary and the healing followed. This man had suffered from the mental block that prevented nerve impulses generating in the brain from reaching his legs, therefore he could not walk. When he shifted his attention to the healing power within him, the power flowed through his focused attention and he could walk again. Whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing ye shall receive. Matt 21:22. Ideas worth remembering. Your subconscious mind controls all the vital processes of your body and knows the answer of all problems. Prior to sleep, Don't over specific request to your subconscious mind and prove its miracle working power to yourself. Whatever you impress on your subconscious mind is expressed on the screen of space as conditions, experiences and events. Therefore, you should carefully watch all ideas and thoughts entertained in your conscious mind. The law of action and reaction is universal. Your thought is action, and the reaction is automatic response of your subconscious mind to your thought. Watch your thoughts. All frustration is due to unfulfilled desires. If you dwell on obstacles, delays, and difficulties, your subconscious mind responds accordingly, and you are blocking your own good. The life principle will flow through you rhythmically and harmoniously. If you concisely affirm, "I believe that the subconscious power that gave me desire is now fulfilling it through me," this dissolves all conflicts. You can interfere with the normal rhythm of your heart, lungs, and other organs by worry, anxiety, and fear. Feed your subconscious mind with thoughts of harmony, health, and peace. All the function of your body will become normal again. Keep your conscious mind busy and expectations of the best, and your subconscious will faithfully reproduce your habitual thinking. Imagine the happy ending or solution to your problem. Feel the thrill of accomplishment, and what you imagine and feel will be accepted by your subconscious mind, which will bring it to pass. So guys, this is the end of episode 3. And we will see you in next episode 4. The Power of Subconscious Mind by Dr. Joseph Murphy. Thank you for being with me, and Lord bless us all.